Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives, as you know, are brought about through time, heat, and pressure. At the time that I am recording this episode, it is New Year's Eve. And if you have been on the journey with me in real time, I hope that you've been able to gain some clarity and to get a bearing on some of the issues of your life that may have seemed extremely difficult, but that will end up being the jewels in your life as you move forward. At this time last year, I did not know what was to befall my family. We had a very difficult year. And I am looking forward to 2024. So this dates this episode. But I'm looking forward to it and the ability to accomplish the things that I had set out to do in 2023. But because of the issues of life, I did not have the opportunity to do that. I want to again, share with you how important you are. I thank you for sticking with me. And I'm asking in this new year to come that you give even more effort towards becoming all that you can be in helping me through the challenges that I experience as well, in getting the word out, getting the message out. I believe that many people are living below who they were designed to be because they're still hurting from the issues of their past. I want to remind you to invest in yourself. I want to remind you that becoming who you were created to be is a process, and that process has stages. I want to remind you to be you, to let go of other people's ideas and concepts of how you should live and what you should do, and just be you. I want to remind you that today is the day. Today, and begin in the year to come to stay in the now, to look at maximizing your now instead of postponing your future. I wanted to talk with each and every one of you about making inroads spiritually, emotionally, socially, financially, and physically, to use everything that is at your disposal to increase longevity and to increase the abundance of your lives. I want to remind you to be kind to other people, understanding that we reap what we sow, and to remove from our lives the entire concept of judging someone else and just allow them to be who they are. Accepting others for who they are, taking back your life, challenging those limiting ideas like fear, which is false evidence appearing real, and telling yourself the truth. Nobody can do what you can do. This is your life, this is your time, and it is up to you to be all that you can be. I want to encourage you that if you've been putting off improvements in your life, if you have been procrastinating, to allow that to fall away and to move forward into who you are. I want you to lean into spiritual issues and to lean away from religious indoctrination. And the reason that I say that is because many times religion is based in fear. And we understand that perfect love cannot exist in fear. So I'm hoping that you will take in the truth of Scripture and lean into connecting yourself in the Spirit with the Spirit. I am, as I've announced to you before, I will be releasing a Diamond Journey Journal. It will be coming out this week. And so I'm so thankful that I will be able to share that with you. I'm hoping that you'll take the journey with me as we move into 2024 and we move more in line with utilizing the experiences that you've had to be able to accomplish what you want. And this is a plan to be able to do that. We talked about the fact that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And so we're moving forward with whatever your goal may be. You get to decide. So I believe that this is a very unique journaling journey that we're going to go on, that it's not like any that maybe you've done before. I'm hoping that as our physical copy of the journal is released on Amazon, that you will take advantage of that. I am in consideration of a new platform in addition to what we're already doing, so that you really will be able to talk with me and we can create that community that loves and respects one another. So I'm hoping that this is something that you will be a part of in this new year. I want to remind you to be generous, that in order to have abundance in life, you have to be abundantly minded and not lack oriented. I want to also remind you that you have the ability to do and accomplish whatever you would like to, and that you have the ability to do and accomplish that right now. I want to ask you this. If you have been given something from the Creator, from God, from Source, from the universe, who else could do it better than you? And when would they do it? So if it's not now, then when? And if it's not you, then who? I want you to remember in 2024 about relating to God. Scripture tells us that they who worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And what that relates to is the fact that we interact, that we communicate with God on a spiritual basis. I am hoping that as you go through this diamond journey with me, that you will release and relinquish some of the shackles of fear and superstition from your mind, and that you will be able to get an entirely different revelation of who God is and who you are and what He has in mind for all of us. Once again, this is Dr. Anita with a Diamond Moment, and I thank you for being with me. Don't forget, visit the website. Join me on Fanbase. Join me on Wisdom. And work through planning your new life with a Diamond Journey Journal. Thank you so much for being with me.